And now, coming to you nearly live in a mineshaft underneath the catacombs of Virginia City, Nevada, it's the Storyteller Online Podcast. I'm joined here today with Jim Hindle, who is a member of the Story County Republican Party. Jim, how are you today?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me here, Sam.
So today we're discussing a topic that is of paramount import here in Story County. Sheriff Antonoro is being recalled, or at least there's an election for his recall coming up on April 11th. Earlier this week, the Republican Party had a meeting, which I'd like to talk about a little bit, and we're going to actually play the recording of that meeting at the end of this interview. But before we get into that, Jim, I'd like to find out a little bit more about you, the Republican Party, and Story County. Can you tell me a little bit about what you and the Republican Party are all about here in Story County?
Well, fundamentally, Sam, it's a bunch of citizens in the county, registered Republicans, who want to make sure that we have good government at all levels, federal, state, local. I like to say, and I always catch a little bit of flack when I quote Tip O'Neill, who is our Democrat Speaker of the House, that all politics are local. And I like to add to that, that all local politics are personal. And what you get at the local level is what you get through the system.
You know, that's a very good point, and I concur with that. We can think globally, but we need to act locally, and I think that we could both agree, you and I together have zero influence on what happens within the Beltway in Washington, D.C., but we have the opportunity and the potential to affect things here locally directly, and that's one of the great things about local politics. So tell me a little bit about the Republican Party. You know, it's interesting. This is the first year that Nevada turned from red to blue. And so the Republicans are clearly in an interesting place right now.
Well, we'll maybe getting a little into a broader context, but actually Nevada's been blue for quite a while. And we went red in the last election cycle, and now we're back blue. And that certainly has a lot of people scratching their heads. What is Nevada? I would say that Nevada has a very robust debate about what it wants on both a local and a federal level. And there are differences of opinion between Republicans, Democrats, independents. And I think that debate is great. I think that debate is what is allowing a lot of people to be energized and feel that on a local level, their voice matters.
You know, it's interesting because, I'm a proponent of the fact that our vote, and again, certainly on a national level, has nearly no bearing on matters, and that the best vote we have is that of our dollar and how we spend our money. But I agree with you. On a local level, it's great to have different voices, different, topics, things that are important to people brought out into the realm of the public discourse, so that we can get a clear idea of how everyone feels and come to some consensus.
Yeah, and I would say that from my perspective as chair of the Story County Republican Party, we're blessed in that Story County tends toward a Republican ideology, a Republican turnout, a Republican decision within the various electoral offices that we as the public have choice to voice our opinion. But that doesn't mean that there aren't also differences of opinion within the Republican Party. And again, that's not bad.
No, as I often say, dissent is not un-American. So your official capacity is chairman of the Story County Republican Committee. Do I have that right?
Correct. Republican Central Committee, right?
Republican Central Committee. I knew I had a missing word. And I had the pleasure of attending as a guest the meeting that I referred to a moment ago. But your group is fairly active, and you have precincts all over the county. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah. Actually, so much of what the parties do is based in NRS in terms of how the counties are broken up into precincts. That's not we don't have an impact on that. That's broken out by the county, its county government itself with state direction. How we have precincts and the participation level from the precincts into the county Republican Central Committee is also dictated by NRS, and we can't dictate how many people are allowed out of each precinct. That is set based on the percentage of registered Republicans in that precinct relative to the total, relative to the state, and how it fits into the formula that the NRS sets out. But What I will say, and what has been said very eloquently this past week by a member of the Central Committee, Clay Mitchell, is that the Republican Central Committee is a very grassroots, closest to the people type of representative party organization. The people who show up in the even years to the precinct meetings is where the people who are representative from that precinct to the Republican Central Committee are selected. Neighbors selecting neighbors as to who the opinion leaders are, who the trusted people are, who are the people that they want to go and feel comfortable that they will represent that neighborhood on within the county. And then within the county, from each of those neighborhoods, we construct a representative number of people who try and carry on the ideals of what they hear their neighbors talking about. And that's what we are representative of as the Story County Republican Central Committee, would be what is coming from the different precincts, the different neighborhoods of the county. And we respect people from each part of the county, each precinct, to come in and have their word and their voice made.
It was really interesting to watch your meeting take place and to see the different folks from the different parts of the county come up, engage, say their piece, and participate in part of that process. I can see that, this particular meeting in question, where your group put forth a resolution that was then voted on, has caused and sparked some controversy, both here within the county, of course, and then seemingly at the state level as well. Can you speak to a little bit about that?
Yes. I, as the chair, feel a responsibility, and I practice this as diligently as I can. I don't say I'm perfect, but the chair's responsibility is to make sure that there is an open forum, a respectful forum, and a forum where the members can bring their issues for debate and for decision. The key part of the chair and the key part of our rules, be it our bylaws as well as Robert's Rules of Order, is that certainly the majority carries the day. However, the minority has the right for respect and has the right to make their case and persuade as many people as possible to make them the majority. And so I feel that people that have an issue and they want to bring a motion in front of the Central Committee, they have that right as a member. If they are duly elected from their precinct and they are attending the meeting, they have the right to bring up a motion and to make the body consider that. Once it's in front of the body, it's my obligation to make sure that all sides feel that they have the opportunity to state their opinion on that motion, their support or their opposition to that motion, and to have a cogent argument within the rules of the bylaws and of that meeting to make to make their statement and to get as many people to support what they want as possible. And I think, and I believe our members would be ones that would reiterate the statement, is that we have a very open, free, and fair debate of any issue that's brought in front of the Story County Republican Central Committee. Nobody gets favoritism, nobody gets bias, and it's up to the body, once they hear all sides of the argument, to make their decision. That's not my decision. I cannot bias it. I cannot drive one way or another. But it's my job to make sure that everybody feels they have the open right to bring what they feel is important for a decision.
And as a first-time visitor to one of your meetings, that I concur with that. It was very clear that there was care was being taken to make sure that everyone who had an opinion was able to share it. And the great thing about it was that once the committee had spoken, you guys were generous enough to open the floor to visitors. And as listeners will hear, if they stick through this this little recording to the end, they'll hear all of the voices who wanted to speak. Both committee members and guests were allowed the same 1 minute, 60 quick seconds to express their opinion and to do their best to influence the decision of the committee members to adopt or to reject the motion that was in front of them, which was which I thought was fair play and worked out quite well.
The one thing, and again, I stand very strong on the fact that we follow the rules, we follow the bylaws, we follow the platform as it has been put together, the values and the ideals that we say make us Republican in Story County. and that we don't deviate from those. At the same time, I feel it very important that when people bring things in front of the members, that they be things that are not filled with allegation, unsubstantiated allegation, or hearsay, or really, in a sense, it is, of course, personal opinion, but it has to be about issues that can be clearly defined and that can be clearly debated. And again, that was one of the key things about this last Central Committee meeting, when we had the resolution that, as it was constructed, opposed the recall. It wasn't about an individual. It wasn't about personalities. It wasn't about allegations. It was about the fundamentals of good government. It was about we as the Republican Central Committee say our purpose is to try and make sure that we have open, honest government. And so it was presented in that way that the issue wasn't whether you supported or opposed a individual. It was what is best for Story County government and what is best for checks and balances, what is best for creating a cooperative tension among elected officials so that the people are well represented by the current government. The resolution itself was proposing the fact that the sheriff is unique within the county. The sheriff is the key check and balance on other elected officials. People would argue that the DA is the key law enforcement official. No, the DA is the key prosecuting official. The sheriff is the key law enforcement official in the county. And what the difference between that is that the DA is bound to represent other government officials if they run afoul of the law. Therefore, the DA has to be biased for county government. By the nature of the job, not by the individual. I'm not pointing any fingers anywhere. It's the nature of the job. When you take the sheriff out by recall and you don't give the people the choice for the sheriff that will take their place, you are now putting into the correct process by its defined, where the commissioners will select a sheriff, but you take that selection out of the people and the sheriff is no longer accountable to the people. They are now in their job accountable to the commissioners until an election takes place. That causes a conflict of interest. That erodes the citizens' confidence in government, and that all contributes to a bad government situation. We are here to uphold good government. That's what drove the day. Now, there's the ability for people to debate that on either side, and that is the debate we held that evening by both the members, and then we opened up privilege to guests to hear all sides. And I think that is unique, again, with many political organizations where they close off debate. They only want to hear the side from one group. And again, throw stones at me as the chair, because I allowed it to happen, but I think it was duly processed and it fit within the rules that we allowed all sides to make their case. And at the end of the day, the members decided. You may agree with what they decided, you may disagree with what they decided, but the process through which it was done was proper and it was controlled and everybody understood the rules.
I would tend to agree. Actually, I agree 100% with your assessment of the process. There has been umbrage taken with the fact that this resolution was considered at all, that this is really no business of the Story County Central Committee, and that, you know, this is something that is out of your purview. You've sort of touched on why it isn't, but to clarify, do you have any other clarifying statements about that before we move on?
Well, I would say that, again, it was prefaced by the people making the motion that within our bylaws, we say that we are there to affect good government, honest government, open government. And by that fact, it was not my role to cut off debate or cut off the opportunity for someone to propose a motion. As long as it was in and consistent with those rules, the members should have the ability to decide what is appropriate or what is inappropriate.
Excellent. So before we listen to the meeting, Is there anything else you'd like to tell the audience about, you know, your job, your role in the party, or anything else that we haven't touched on?
Well, I just say that on the base of it, and I've said this to many people, I know that most people in the county aren't political in the sense that they want to be involved on a day-in, day-out basis, a month-in, month-out basis, or a quarterly basis. They get involved where their passions tend to take them. Maybe we on the Central Committee are a little different from that in that we are involved on a day-in, day-out, month-in, month-out, local as well as state basis. That's the role we play, and sometimes there are more people involved at that level. Sometimes there are less people involved at that level. It all depends on where the passions, the inclinations, and the interests of the members lie. There's always room for people to come in and participate in the process. We always have openings for people to get involved, even if they don't attend the precinct meeting or come to county convention every 2 years. If you're interested, come to our meetings, and we'll give you voice more times than not on whatever issue is going on. And if you participate on a consistent enough basis, basically 2 meetings in a row, on the third meeting, if there's an opening in your precinct, we'll allow the members to vote you in as a permanent member of the Central Committee. And we are blessed with people who stay active, who want to be active, who go out and they talk to their neighbors, they carry signs, they get things out depending on the issue that's going on. That's our role, is to try and promote the political issues of the day and where we as Republicans feel other Republicans should be aligning. Does that mean everybody gets in lockstep? Absolutely not. Everybody is entitled to their own opinion. Everybody's entitled to their own private decision on how they vote and what opinions they hold. But overall, I would say that people who get involved, when you're agreeing 80% of the time, you're pretty much along with the group, and we can move forward on a unified objective.
So that sounds to me like an invitation for listeners to come out and engage themselves with the Republican Party, if that's your party of preference.
Certainly. If there's interest, people can email interest and inquire and get information about our bylaws and how to become a member, where there are openings. You email to storygopnv@gmail.com.
Excellent. So, I'm of the opinion that, and you'll hear me say this if you choose to listen to the transcript and recording of the meeting, the government is given its authority and authorization to exist by the consent of the governed. And if you show up and vote, that's giving your consent. If you stay home and stay silent, that's giving your silence consent for the people who lead the charge to do whatever it is that they want. If they don't hear from you, if your voice is not heard, then their decision will not be influenced by it. And so I think that's one of the most, you know, the key component of our republic form of government is engagement. So I encourage listeners to reach out to Jim if they're interested in learning more about the Republican Party. I know it's a good group of folks, and that there will be moments where you'll find yourself, having fun, and moments where you'll find yourself being challenged. So please do reach out if that's something that's of interest. Now, before we get to the recording itself, I would like to say, number one, it's not a professional audio recording. The recording was done by an iPhone in my pocket. So you can definitely hear it. We've listened to it. It's the conversation and all the cogent points are clearly able to be heard. The meeting started before I turned the recording on. There was a conversation that happened that was procedural at the beginning of the meeting, and then there was an introduction to the topic that you will hear us cut into about the concealed carry permit and what's happening in Washington, D.C. So with that, Jim, I want to thank you very much for being here and talking to the group, or to the audience, I guess, and then listen to what follows, which is the recording of the meeting that was held on Monday,
the 27th of March.
27th of March, thank you, at the Highlands in Virginia City. So again, this recording has taken place on April 2nd, 2017, And there is an election coming up. If you're undecided, please do some research. The storyteller.online has some factual documents. We've got some interviews with the sheriff and with other folks to help you sort of do some research to help make your decision. So, Jim, thank you again. And let's go ahead and listen to the audio transcript of the meeting that was held on Monday, March 27th. Thanks for listening.
Given the complexity of concealed carry across state lines around the country, it's trying to simplify it and put it into a little more straightforward understanding of the only being questioning whether you're legal or not and whether you're going to go to jail and be charged with a felony. Mark is putting it forward. It's in committee. It hasn't come out of committee. The Nevada State Central Committee's legislative group forwarded this to us and wanted us to kind of turn around a quick review and decision whether we approve it so that they can send it to Mark and let him know. I believe out of the 17 counties, 13 of them have approved it, and we as the executive board approved it, but we need to ratify it in the membership here today. Any questions on the resolution? Yes, Tom.
I haven't read it, so by reciprocity, does that mean all the states, if you're approved in one state, they're going to state in another?
Correct. And I believe it's also trying to establish some minimum qualifications, because that's one of the arguments, is some states say, well, we got lots of qualifications, and others just shall issue, and they're trying to come up with a reasonable compromise in between, without making it onerous. That's Mark has promised them.
Would that allow you to conceal carry on private property if they didn't belong to it?
No, it would not. So a property owner still has the ability to designate that their property would not be open to concealed carry or open carry.
Yes. Does it change the requirements that are currently for our state in order to carry?
Nothing's changed yet, but it could. But Marcus said that he does not want it to add more onerous restrictions on the open Nevada carry.
Here you go. Sign the
clip. So just a quick follow-up then. Is
yes,
there,
if you were elected chair.
Yes, Frank.
Is there a grandfather clause for those who already have for this?
I think that's still to be heard, Jim. But the main thing is that it would very much simplify California. That of course is a very sticky one, because California are switching jail right away.
If it's all right, maybe I can read just the relevant there. I think. So there are two paragraphs that I think are the most relevant, and if it's all right, I'll just read those because they're fairly short. The last whereas says, whereas the Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act of 2017 was introduced in the House of Representatives January 3rd to codify the right of law-abiding citizens to carry firearms concealed and travel freely between states without worrying about conflicting state codes or onerous civil suits, now therefore be it resolved that the Story County Republican Central Committee commends Congressman Mark Amaday for co-sponsoring this legislation and offers our unqualified and most robust support for this legislation and Congressman Mark Amaday's efforts to effect swift passage of this legislation into law. And then there's one more resolved that we direct the Secretary to ensure distribution of this resolution and make sure that everyone knows that we're in support. That's in essence what it is.
Yes, Russell.
Does the state, control out of the state's hands and put it in the federal?
It has some. That was a question that was raised, and it certainly does have that. However, since it is a Second Amendment right, it's already a federal issue. And that's one of the things they're trying to drive, is that there's some latitude by the states, but the states have taken more control of the Second Amendment than what the sponsors believe they have the right to do. Seeing no other questions, everybody in favor of ratifying the resolution as presented, raise your green card. All opposed? Passes unanimously. Thank you. Okay. The next one is probably the focus that everybody is interested in. There is a resolution that is being introduced on the recall election. Before I have Breck introduce her resolution, I just want to clarify that at this time, only members have voice and vote. We will, in debate, once provided, we will provide for both sides to have their time, 1 minute each person, and we will go until either we exhaust comments or there is a redundancy in comments on that side of it, so that we don't prolong this. But also, the comments need to be pointed, they need to be concerned with the resolution. So if comments start getting offline, off the resolution, I will bring it back on. So the comments and the debate is on the resolution. Other things coming into it are not appropriate unless they are directly impinging on your support or your opposition to the resolution. Any questions? Anybody have a cell? Yes, Chris.
Are guests allowed to speak on this issue or not?
At this time, they are not. We have a lot of guests, and it would be the members that are here to debate it, unless there's a difference. But I would say that in order to go through this, that we would stay with members only. Does anybody have a cell phone with a timer that they would like to be my timer?
I can do this.
I do.
George, you do? So we're just giving each person a minute. Once you hear whatever George's alarm is, wrap it up, please, as quickly as you can so that the next person can speak. So with that, Breck, I'll let you introduce the resolution you're bringing forward.
A resolution expressing Story County Republican Central Committee's opposition to the call of the sheriff of Story County because it encompasses the principles of good government.
Compromises.
Right. It compromises the principles of good government. It supports the right of voters to elect a sheriff of their choice, and it negates the accountability of the sheriff to the electorate, and I firmly believe that. Whereas the bylaws of Story County Republican Central Committee state that the purpose of the party is to promote sound, honest, and progressive government. Progressive not in the way of the liberalists, though. Whereas sound government is achieved through the separation of powers with checks and balances between offices. And that's important. Whereas honest government is achieved through the election of individuals by the people, because the elected office holder is then accountable to, and therefore respectful of, the people. Be it resolved that the Story County Republican Central Committee opposes the recall of the sheriff as constituted because it compromises the principles of sound, honest, and progressive government by not honoring the right of the voters to directly choose the person in the office of the sheriff, eliminating the sheriff's direct accountability to and consequent respect for the people by forming the county board of commissioners appointment. Be it further resolved that the Story County Republican Central Committee shall communicate and distribute the resolution as appropriate. I tried to memorize this and it was like impossible.
So before you go on, does anybody not have a copy of it that would like it? With that, Russ would like a copy. Brett, do you have a copy?
This is my last one. Okay. The sheriff his copy.
With that, Breck is essentially presenting the resolution as a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a second. So debate would be open on the resolution as presented by Breck. You get the right of first comment if you would like, or do you reserve to come back later?
I'll come back later.
Okay. Is there someone else who would like to comment?
My voice is on.
Okay, Juanita. I'm going to point to Cynthia. She was
I just have a question. I'm just trying to get this straight in my head. So if the recall is successful, then the commissioners pick the sheriff?
That's my the understanding, and that's what's presented
and
in the book.
Who have they chosen that would be the sheriff?
I don't believe they've chosen anybody.
Who would be the sheriff?
I don't believe they have chosen anybody. Lance, would you care to comment on that?
Following the election, if there's a replacement, there'll be someone named for about 4 weeks to continue the operation of the office. And then there'll be a selection committee formed that will be of the public. And so they will, everyone that is interested will submit an application. It can be all over the county. Those applications will be considered. That committee will then do a selection process. And then the final appointment will be done by the commissioners. And then following that, there will be an election next November, but there'll be an interim sheriff between the appointment and the sheriff and the election in November.
Right. So it does come to the commissioners, and it is the commissioners who define the process they would like to go through for this.
Now, there might be two or three, and I know that the county manager and the district attorney is now formulating the process that will be handled, but it'll be an arm's length process and a community process.
Thank you. Anyone else like to comment? Frank?
May I ask a question of our commissioner?
Sure.
Have all the commissioners signed the recall?
Ask me the question, and we'll decide if it's appropriate if I may.
I would like to know if all the commissioners have signed the recall petition.
So state that once again, please.
I'd like to know if all the commissioners have signed the recall petition.
It is my information that not all of the commissioners did sign the recall petition. Two of the three.
Two of the three signed it? Thank you.
Is there a question or a comment?
Yeah, a quick. Will the voting be done with voting machines?
I believe that the voting will be done in our standard process with machines at the normal locations, and there's also early voting that will take place.
At the courthouse?
Early voting is at the Slammer at Story County Fire Station Number 4, Canyon Way. And I think
that's moved.
Pardon me?
That's moved from where it typically
right,
is.
Right, but I don't see that it is here, that there is early voting in the Highlands. Yes, sir.
Some areas got mail out ballots because they're listed on that thing.
Correct.
Somewhere.
Right. So if you're in the areas in the River District that are mail ballots, those are going out. Obviously, they've gone out already.
Yeah, good human day.
Any other questions? Anyone comments for or against? Juanita
Cox. I just kind of resent that, although it's a good process, that's what we have it for. Is to recall and replace or whatever. That sounds like I'm already on the national thing. But anyway, I think that it's important that the people actually get to pick. And by doing the process of recall, then the county commissioners choose for us. And I just don't think, I'm sorry, I just don't think my government can do that for me. I'd rather vote for them.
So you are in support?
I'm in support of the resolution.
Anybody who is in opposition to the resolution would like to speak. Seeing none. Anybody in support have anything significant to add from that, or should we move to voting? Oh, Breck, you get the right to make your statement. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Well, I expressed part of it in my reading of the resolution, but I would also like to say that in making my decision on the resolution, I talked to everybody in town, the merchants in town, and they all fully fully anti the recall. And those are the people that see the sheriff all the time, see him regularly, on a regular basis. And they totally signed all my call, and they reaffirmed that they want to keep that sheriff. And if they have that confidence, I'm cutting against the recall. even though our commissioner has done a lot of things for the county, but I don't think that decision on who the sheriff is should be by anybody but the people.
Anyone else have a comment? Andrew?
Andrew Pope. We have very few branches of government within the county, and the sheriff is one of those important branches. I think we need to maintain all the separation of power that we have available to us and keep the selection of the sheriff in the hands of the people through the votes of the people.
Mr. Chair? Clerk. If it's all right, since it seems like, I mean, unless there's other comment, since it doesn't seem like we are overburdened time-wise, I'd like to suggest potentially opening up to visitors to have voice, if that's okay with the committee members.
Is that a motion?
Following, well, there's a motion on the floor, so I don't know what the proper...
this would be a motion privilege to provide. Sorry.
Motion of privilege.
I had one other question about the resolution.
Hold on, we got
collect on. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Motion.
So yeah, I'll make a motion of privilege to open up discussion to to guests who are here, provided that it stays focused on the motion on the resolution itself and meets all of the criteria as far as time frames and things that you've outlined.
Okay. Is there a second to that?
Second.
We have a second. All in favor, raise your green card. All opposed? The opinion of the chair, the green cards have it. So we will open it to comments from others. Do you have a question, Cynthia?
Yeah. Have the Democrats or anyone else found a resolution like this one?
Not to my knowledge. The Libertarians, maybe.
You said that plural.
I know there's more than one of me out here. I know there is.
Chris, sir.
Good evening. My name is Chris Thompson. I would just like to encourage the committee member to vote no on this resolution. And I think it's a good idea to vote no, not because you support the recall. It's clear that the committee has their minds made up, as I'm sure everybody in this room does. But I ask you to consider this. This is not a Republican versus Democrat issue. The people that are pushing the recall, the most involved folks supporting the recall, the people resourcing it, and the vast majority of the nearly 600 people that signed the petition are Republicans. They're in our party. A vote for this resolution would disenfranchise them, I believe. We've heard folks in the group say that they would change to independent. A few of them have. And even if they didn't change their voter affiliation, I think there'd be a lot of resentment towards the local Republican Party. Thank you.
Where are those 600 people?
You have to make a statement as to the resolution. We cannot have a debate questioning each other back and forth. Anyone else on the pro side? Mr. McCario.
Yes. I'm an independent, so don't throw rocks. I think your resolution is right on. You're disenfranchising me, so I appreciate it. I was a little puzzled. I don't want to change the rules, but I just heard a gentleman say it's nonpartisan and we're disenfranchised Republicans. That sounds like a contradiction to me, sir. So thank you for this resolution.
Anyone else opposed that would like to comment? Ron?
I have many reasons to oppose it. I would give the sheriff an opportunity if he wants that with me and talk to him. So I'm gonna keep that to myself, but I am against it, and I don't see why we're even voting on something like this. It's a nonpartisan. My name is Ron Field, sir. Okay.
Keep it, Joe. Keep it up here.
So I am against it, and that's again I would man to man with the sheriff on why. I think he knows why. So So, and keep it at that, instead of, because mine are more personal than political or related to my wife. So, thank you, sir.
Anybody in favor? Russell?
What's in favor?
If you state your name just for as Joe Tyler, you need to get it for the minute.
Just to be clear, in November we have a normal term election for sheriff, right?
Of 2018. So we go through primaries in a year from now.
So 18. Okay. That's what this one is for the one.
Was that just clarification, or were you stating in favor?
I stayed in favor of the resolution, but clarification as well.
Anybody else that opposed it would like to make a comment?
Wait, I have a question. I believe I just heard that there was an election in November. Is that the November of 2017?
2018.
18.
Another one, statement opposed? Opposed?
No. I just wanted to make, I'm just making remarks. Remarker.
You have to be remarked to the motion, right?
I'm Cynthia Kennedy, and we just had a Lincoln Day brunch not less than a month ago, and these Republicans in the county, most of the people at that brunch didn't live in this county, and this party has been active since 2007 when Juanita Cox really got the ball rolling. And we have a really nice Republican Party. Everyone's been welcome, put on a number of events. But as far as community support, we see people show up for the candidate forums. I don't know if any of you have any idea how much work those forums are for Jim and John and Larry Crater and
Mark.
Yeah. A lot of work. And a lot of those candidates, you'll see them at the forum, you'll never see them again. Even if they're elected, they help support your local
Cynthia,
Republican
how does that
party.
Relate to the resolution that's being
passed? Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So, you kind of know that the people who show up and those who don't.
Any other comments? Mr. Perky, please.
I just want to say that this is really polarized by people in the county, and that's not a good thing. So when this is all over, whoever wins, I hope will work to try to bring the county back together, whichever side wins. So that's just a comment.
That's kind of neutral comment.
Yeah.
I haven't called for neutral comments yet. Any other comments?
Sam Toll, Gold Hill. I've been in contact with the Nevada Libertarian Party, and we've drafted a similar resolution. The Libertarians are often to the right of the right and to the left of the left, and we find ourselves in the middle of a lot of interesting conversations. It's not often that the Democrats, the Republicans, and the Libertarians see eye to eye on things, but in this instance, we all have similar drafted motions that we're approving and moving forward. The Declaration of Independence states that we all enjoy life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The very next sentence refers to the consent of the governed, a just government given its authorization by the consent of the governed. This man's been given the consent of the governed twice, and we consider it very questionable that this wasn't on the regular election, because as people who are interested in taxpayer dollars, it's, of course, costing the county $25,000 to $30,000, depending on what Vanessa comes up with. So we concur with your motion, and we have a similar one of our own. Thank you.
Anyone else for or against? Anyone else want to make a neutral comment?
I have one comment. My comment is simply this: it was asked, why are we even considering this? And as a local Republican Party, we have bylaws and we have a platform. We have things that we stand for. That's what we are. We're not a party like we get together and drink together. We're a party because we have similar views and ideals. And when something relates to those ideals or something that's in the platform or in our bylaws, for us not to say something about it would mean that we're not engaged in our community. And so when we look at there's one line particularly in our platform that sticks out to me. It says the most effective government is government closest to the people. And I truly believe that. I believe strongly, as Andy mentioned, in the checks and balances, and it's for those reasons that I recommend that we approve this resolution. Thank you.
Any other comments? Specifically, anyone want to speak in opposition? Hearing none. Unless there's objection and we need to put it to a vote, I would like to conduct this as a ballot vote. And so, John, if you would not mind, if people can kind of keep their green cards handy, green and red, so that we know exactly who... and John will hand out the ballots. We'll give people a quarter after. It shouldn't take more than 3 minutes to fill it out, and then we'll have John collect them again. If you need pens, we have some pens available up here.
So we're voting yes or no, or voting...
So I would recommend that we just put yes or no. Yes is in favor of the resolution. No
is
in opposition.
Against the recall. Is that correct?
Well, yeah. Hold on, Greg. Greg. Only people with red and green cards.
Well, Bill was asking me a question.
Yeah, why are we using the red and green cards like we've done on all the other votes?
Because it's a secret ballot. So we don't have to be worried about you hating us because we've
hold on, hold on.
May I speak to that as a parliamentarian?
Okay.
Because Robert's rule says yes. And so does our bylaws. Just did the same speech in the legislature.
He hasn't read yet.
When you're ready.
Yeah, what's wrong with the red and green part? You voted on the other resolution with the red and green part and all the other things.
Because this is a divisive issue and people are concerned about the perception among the body of doing it red and green.
They shouldn't vote in the first place.
Pardon me?
If they're that cowardly, they shouldn't vote in the first place.
Does that mean our elections are cowardly? And when we go to the courthouse? I think that's your opinion. Thank you.
Green cards. Everybody hold up the green cards.
I'm not holding up the green cards.
Tom and Andrew, would you like to help John count?
Sure.
You would. Anybody have a ballot left outstanding?
We have a gentleman
back here. I'm not able to.
Pardon
me.
We have it removed.
We're just four. Anybody have a ballot outstanding yet? One up front, John.
I need a pen.
Need a pen? We'll stand in recess for 5 minutes and allow them to count, or maybe 3 minutes, and then I'll call everybody back once the count is finished. I'm not sure.
Real?
So how many do you have?
I've got two in my possession at this moment. The 12-footer.
So one's going to go on the show.
Right. And the other one will share between the EGO and the out here.
Ride around and park it different
places. Whatever's collected.
Stover, you leave it or you just
stop the step on out? We're ready.
No. You got to figure out how to get it.
We'll just string it along the.
Okay. If I can have everybody's attention.
Yep. Climb up the ladder on one end and then climb up the ladder in the middle.
I got it.
Don't bust your butt. So when are we going to get?
I don't know.
I won't be back.
All right. If we can come to order again.
And you have some signs in it, huh?
The result of the vote is that we had 3 no and 21 yes. So the resolution as presented passes. I have one additional piece of business for approval. For the valedictorian, is that right? And so I would entertain a motion to approve the expenditure. What have we done? $1,000? Or have we done
50? We did 1,000 last year because we had two co-valedictorians. And so this year, I would say that we're going to go back to a $1,500 scholarship.
Unless someone wants to make it 1,000.
Unless someone wants to make it 1,000.
So would you like to enter the motion?
I'd like to enter the motion to make a $1,000 scholarship for the valedictorian. I'm assuming that we're going to have one valedictorian. Last year was kind of weird, so usually there's one.
It's just one.
So we have a motion. Is there a second? Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor, raise your green card. All opposed? The chair of the motion passes. Thank you. With that, we've exhausted our agenda.
Jim?
Yes, ma'am.
You might want to tell people who are interested how they can become such a
yes,
Santa Claus.
Everyone knows that.
The process to become a member is participating in your precinct meeting, and from your precinct meeting, being elected to be a delegate to county Republican conventions. And then once as a delegate of county convention, you are a central committee member as a result of attending convention. There is a provision that as we have attrition through and it would be for a 2-year cycle. So our next county convention will be in 2018. We do have attrition through that. And so as attrition happens, if an individual would like to be appointed or elected to the central committee interimly, they need to attend two consecutive meetings, and on the third meeting, they are eligible to be voted in as a permanent member.
Is there a requirement for a certain amount of meetings for those 2 years?
No. You have to attend. You cannot miss 3 within the 2-year period without an excuse. So travel, business, health impacts it. And you let the secretary know then that's a valid excuse. It's just being absent would not be. If you're absent 3 times, then that disqualifies you.
And we have room in almost every precinct. So people who want to be involved,
we can look at it and see. So with that, the agenda is fulfilled. If there are any announcements, the only major announcement is that we do have an election on April 11th. And obviously, if we're politically active, everybody should get out and vote. And the early voting starts on April 1st.
other announcements?
Another announcement. I wanted to apologize for being late. I was at the legislature and we didn't get out till after 5. And then I had trouble getting gas, but that doesn't matter. It wouldn't work. And then I got caught in the, whatever it was, the construction. Yeah.
Oh, that was
like,
should have taken last time.
Yeah, but I
just don't want that.
I don't know.
So with that, we are adjourned.